Nettles, the unwinnable war. Sound of gentle garden ambiance, then a single, sharp slash sound, followed by upbeat, modern study music that fades to background. Intro, 1 minute. Hello, and welcome to the GCSE English Lit Revision Hub. I'm your guide, and today we're diving into one of the most powerful poems in the OCR conflict cluster, Vernon Scannell's Nettles. It seems simple, right? A dad, a son, a garden weed. But as we'll see, this poem is a masterclass in extended metaphor, exploring parental love, futility, and the inescapable nature of pain. By the end of this episode, you'll have the tools to analyze this poem with confidence and, most importantly, know exactly how to secure those top marks for AO1 and AO2. Let's get started. Core concepts, 5 minutes. First, let's get to the heart of the poem. A young boy falls into a patch of nettles. His skin is covered in white blisters. The father, in a protective rage, takes a billhook and slashed in fury until every nettle is gone. He even burns them on a funeral pyre. He feels victorious, but just 2 weeks later, the nettles are back, standing tall recruits behind the shed. The absolute key to unlocking this poem is understanding the extended metaphor. The nettles aren't just plants. They represent all the hurts, dangers, and pains that life will inevitably throw at the son. The father's battle is one he can't win. This is the central theme, the futility of parental protection against the harsh realities of the world. Examiners love when candidates analyze the military semantic field. Scannell, a World War II veteran, deliberately uses words of war. The nettles are a regiment of spears on parade. After the father's attack, they are fallen dead. When they return, they are tall recruits. Why? This isn't just a garden, it's a battlefield. Scannell transforms this domestic scene into an allegory for war, or perhaps for life's relentless conflicts. Credit is always given for linking this method to the poem's meaning. Let's talk structure. The poem is a single solid stanza of 16 lines with a regular AABB rhyme scheme. This tight, contained structure reflects the single, contained memory. It's a snapshot of a specific event. However, the cyclical nature of the story, pain, revenge, regrowth, is what you must focus on. The father's actions achieve nothing. The final lines, "My son would often feel sharp wounds again," show his bitter realization. This is a crucial point for AO1 comparison. How does this cyclical, unresolved ending contrast with the ending of, say, The Manhunt or A Poison Tree? Finally, consider the juxtaposition between the tender skin of the boy and the violent, aggressive actions of the father. He slashed in fury and honed the blade. This isn't calm gardening, it's rage. This highlights the fierce, almost primal instinct of a parent to protect their child, but it's a rage that ultimately proves pointless. Exam tips in common, mistakes, 2 minutes. Now for the exam technique. This poem appears in OCR Component 02, Section A. This is a comparison question, and it assesses only AO1 and AO2. That means 0 marks for context, I repeat, 0 marks for AO3. Do not waste a single second writing about Vernon Scannell's life or World War II. It will not get you credit. Your entire answer must be a sustained comparison. From the very first sentence, you should be comparing nettles to your chosen second poem. A top band response will weave the poems together throughout. Use comparative connectives, similarly, in contrast, whereas Scannell presents conflict as cyclical, Armitage in The Manhunt presents it as a slow process of healing. Avoid the trap of analyzing nettles in one half of your essay and the other poem in the second half. That's not comparison, it's too many essays. The marks are for the links you make. Another common mistake is simply feature spotting. Don't just say Scannell uses a military semantic field. Explain why. How does this choice of language reinforce the idea of a futile, ongoing war against life's pains? Always link method to meaning. Quickfire recall quiz, 1 minute. All right, let's test that active recall. I'll give you a prompt, you pause and answer, then I'll give you the answer. 1. What is the term for the nettle army metaphor that runs through the poem? Pause. An extended metaphor. 2. Give me 2 examples of words from the military semantic field. Pause. Any 2 from regiment, spears, parade, fallen dead, recruits. 3. What AO is worth 0% for this specific exam question? Pause. AO3. Context. 4. What does the cyclical structure of the poem represent?
Pause.
The futility of the father's actions and the inevitable return of pain and conflict. Summary and sign-off, 1 minute. So, to summarize, Nettles is a powerful allegory for the unwinnable war parents fight to protect their children. To ace the exam, you must focus on AO1 comparison and AO2 analysis. Analyze the extended military metaphor, the cyclical structure, and the juxtaposition of tenderness and violence. And please, do not write about context. Compare its unresolved ending with another poem to show a conceptual understanding. Do that, and you're well on your way to top marks. Upbeat study music fades back in. Thanks for listening to the GCSE English Lit Revision Hub. Keep up the great work, and I'll see you next time.